ओम शांति। एवर वेल्दी, एवर वेल्दी, एवर हैप्पी न्यू ईयर। टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू डिस्कस विथ यू द स्पिरिचुअल साइंटिफिक एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ राजयोगा। राइट, सी वंस द अंडरस्टैंडिंग बिकम्स क्लियर, we get convinced, we get fully convinced, then the efforts, you know, then the this practice of Raja Yoga, it becomes very easy and the best, easy and best, isn't it? So for about last 5 years we have been doing one research project at Global Hospital, and which we have been trying to find out, can adoption of this Raja Yoga way of life, right? We are ever wealthy, we are ever happy. The first thing is health. If you don't have health, you can't be happy, isn't it? So then even wealth is also useless. So first thing is health. So how we can achieve health, a state of complete health or a total health through Raja Yoga. So, you know, we are thinking about establishing these facts as on a scientific basis. So a project was submitted to Ministry of Health in 1995. That's about 7 and a half years back. And the project, you must be knowing about heart disease. You know about heart attacks? Angina and heart attacks? You know, it's a disease which is increasing all over the world. And especially in India, it is increasing, you know, very fast. In 1960, we had only 1% of people, adult people, suffering from heart attacks. We call it coronary artery disease, CAD, coronary artery disease. Or we also call it coronary heart disease. And now about 15% of the population is having this disease in India. And it is projected that by 2010, we may have about 60% of all the heart patients of the world in India. Right? So what is the real cause? You know, that actually it used to haunt me all the time. Especially from 1991 onwards. And it used to convince me in my practice that, you know, I used to take personal interviews, you know, of the patients who used to come with heart attacks. And I used to take their personal histories, I used to talk to them, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I found over the years that stress is the most important part which causes heart disease. Other factors are there, but stress is the most important part. So we thought that, is it possible to, if we reduce this stress, if we can manage this stress properly, can we regress these blockages? You must be knowing that heart attack occurs, we have got 3 arteries in the heart, and these arteries get choked, you know, they get blocked, and then you develop angina, and on the top of that, when this block ruptures, there is a clot formation, and then the heart attack occurs. And in the formation as well as rupture of the plaque, you know, the block, stress plays a very, very important part. So can by adoption of Raja Yoga, Raja Yogi way of life, can it lead to regression of the disease? So that was the project. So before I discuss about the project, let's discuss what is the reality or what are the aspects of Raja Yoga. Scientifically, how Raja Yoga can heal us, or how Raja Yoga can, you know, scientifically we can explain Raja Yoga, right? Okay? Or in other words, how Raja Yoga, or how the soul controls this physical body. See, this is the heart, right? Soul is here. So if the soul is not there, this heart stops functioning, isn't it? So how it makes the heart function, how it makes the liver function, how it makes the lungs function, how soul makes the brain function, right? So once we know this philosophy, these mechanisms, then we can, you know, heal ourselves. And rather we can have a definite objective in our, you know, mind. You think about future, right? In golden age we'll have healthy body. Why not now? Isn't it? So this is also the first birth of golden age. This is the first birth of golden age, isn't it? Brahman life is the first birth of golden age. So if we can't enjoy health here, we don't know about the future, right? So we should feel the healthy life here itself and how it is possible, those aspects. We all know about the, in medical schools, we are taught about human body. Okay, till then, I can discuss with you about the body. See, we in medical schools, you can see on this board, okay, and there you can see. So this human body has got 8 organ systems, right? The human body develops from one cell, isn't it? Zygote, which, you know, divides into 2 cells, then 4 cells and 8 cells. Now these 8 cells are germ cells, or we call them primary cells. Now from each cell, we get one organ system. So the body has got 8 organ systems, right? This is taught in medical schools. Now, the first organ system is the nervous system, right? The brain. The brain, 2 hemispheres, and the spinal cord down, right? And this brain is connected to each cell of the body. In human body, we have got about 50 to 60 trillion cells, depending on weight of the body, right? How much the weight, age, and, you know, weight of that person. So first is central nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, right? And the brain is connected to each cell of the body. So anywhere you have, you know, anything happening to the toe, you immediately know here, right? So this is central nervous system. Second system is our 5 senses, you know, these 5 senses, eyes, nose, tongue, ears, and the whole skin. This is nothing but the extension of the nervous system, right? See, eyes are nothing but extension of the nervous system, brain, right? Nose is also extension of the brain, right? Covered by the skin, right? Eyes are similarly covered by the skin, right? And the tongue is also covered by skin, but it is an extension of the nervous system, right? But it is a part of the, it is a separate system, okay? So these 5 senses and the immune system. So these 2, right? They are derived from the second germ cell. Third system is the lungs, the respiratory system. I think we can have the lights on. So first system is brain. Okay. Second system is five senses plus the immune system. The third system is a respiratory system, the lungs. Okay. Now the lungs, you know, through lungs, the oxygen goes to each and every cell of the body. Then the fourth is the circulatory system. That means the heart. From heart, the blood goes to each cell of the body through various vessels. Then you have the digestive system, the esophagus, the whole intestine, small and the large. Then you have the hormonal system. You know, the hormones from the pituitary gland, from the thyroid gland, from the adrenals, and so many other glands. And the hormones and the creative system. Okay? Creative means it involves, creation is not only reproduction, but each cell is being created. In human body, each cell is being replaced. The whole skin is being replaced in 3 months. The whole skin of our body is being replaced in 3 months. The whole GI tract is being replaced in 3 months. Our hairs are being replaced every 3 months. Right? So actually, they say that all the cells of the body are replaced in 3 months. Even bones are being replaced. Right? But the bones are also being replaced. Actually, the whole human being is replaced in 3 to 6 months. Except for few cells here. Right? Few cells here, the memory cells. Even if they are also replaced, then the person will forget everything, right? So these are the cells which are preserved. Otherwise, all the cells are being changed. Then comes the musculoskeletal system, muscles and bones, right? The muscles and the bones and the joints. So musculoskeletal system. And then the last is excretory system. That is sweat glands and the kidneys, right? Urine formation. So these are 8 organ systems. Now, I just give you an example here. Suppose a serious patient comes to emergency, to an emergency department of a hospital. The patient is very serious, is almost breathing his last. Doctor tries to save the patient, but he is not able to save the patient. Now, can the doctor say, please take your patient back, patient dies? Can the doctor use the word patient again? The serious patient came to the hospital, doctors tried their best, could not save the patient, and patient dies. Right? Now what the doctor is going to tell the relatives? I am sorry, please take the body. He cannot use the word patient again. Right? So that means that something leaves the body. The human being who had come to the hospital, or something is left, and that is the soul. Right? That is what the soul is. And from this body, now heart is not functioning, liver is not functioning, kidneys are not functioning, but if this person who has died, he had given consent in the past that my organs can be taken for somebody else. And in the same hospital, somebody requires a heart or a liver or a kidney, I take the consent, I take the liver or heart and transplant into somebody whose tissue compatibility has been done. Tissue compatibility tests are similar, right? In that body, that human being, this heart will start functioning. But in this body, where the soul is not there, whatever you may do, this is not going to function. Right? That means, in other words, it's the soul which makes the heart function. Now, as we talk about, I was talking to you about the anatomy of the human body, similarly, there's anatomy of the soul. Right? We all know anatomy of the soul. Anatomy means, what is the location of the soul? This is the location of the soul, right? It's invisible to the physical eyes. Seat of the soul. Okay. Then, how the soul functions? That is the physiology of the soul. Functioning of the soul, right? So, soul has got 7 innate qualities. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and power. And in that sequence. Sequence is also important, right? If you want to remember in the sequence, that it is KP square, low, high blood pressure, right? Right? KP square, low, high blood pressure, right? Now, this is the spiritual energy. This energy keeps on flowing from the soul to all the organs of the body, all the cells of the body. And all the cells are being nourished by these 7 energies. Right? Knowledge, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the supreme soul, and the knowledge of the Brahma. Purity, peace, right? Now, once you have this knowledge, I am a soul, he or she is also a soul, we are the sons of the same father, and we are we have a definite part to play in this world drama, then the purity comes in. Right? So knowledge leads to purity. Isn't it? If we have body consciousness, I am so and so, I am doctor, I am engineer, or she is something, or he is something, then the purity doesn't come. Then we become biased. Right? Once we have this knowledge, the purity automatically comes in. And once you have purity of mind, then what happens? You automatically get peace. So purity in turn leads to peace. You know, peace in relationships, peace in the atmosphere. Then peace leads to love. Once you have peace, only then you can have love. Right? And once you have love, then automatically happiness comes in. Right? Only peace doesn't lead to happiness. So it's the love which leads to happiness, right? And happiness, once you have a lot of happiness, then comes the bliss, right? And once you have the bliss, then what happens? Then how the powers come in? See, once the first two qualities, knowledge and purity, we have got eight powers, right? First power is power to discriminate. Second is power to judge. Then power to withdraw. And power to pick up, right? For these four powers, you require first two qualities. If you have knowledge and purity of mind, then only you can discriminate between right and wrong. Then only you can judge in a second. Then only you can withdraw. And then only you can pick up. Right? And the second two qualities, peace and love. If you have these two qualities, then only you can tolerate. Power to tolerate, power to face, power to accommodate, power to cooperate. They come from these two qualities, peace and love. Right? So once you have all the eight powers, then only you can experience happiness and bliss. Right? So all these, this is the way, these seven qualities are interrelated with each other. Okay? So I am making sure the soul is red. You know, we always draw it with red pen, but I have a green pen, right? So this is the soul. You can't see, but you can imagine. Okay. So this is human body. This is soul. Okay. Now soul is here, right? And the various eight organs. So how these organs, all the seven qualities, they are just emerging from the soul like this, right? Okay. And each cell of the body requires all the seven qualities. But how they are reaching the body? Now, it is through the mind. Now I think it's proper. All the seven qualities are coming from here. KP square, low high blood pressure, right? So this is coming from here and it is going to the body. But it is through the mind. You know, mind has got four channels. You can see it's got four dimensions. And we call it team. So this is called as team. Okay? T is for thoughts, E for emotions, A for attitudes, and M for memories. Right? So from the soul, these qualities, they enter the memory. And then from the memory, attitudes are formed. And from the attitudes, emotions are formed. And these emotions lead to thinking, thoughts, right? And then through these four channels, suppose, you know, just we talk about knowledge, right? So knowledge has to first traverse through the memory. In Hindi, we call it smriti, attitudes, vritti, emotions, bhavana, bhav, and thoughts, sankalp, right? So then it reaches the brain. So, brain is being nourished by the soul through knowledge. More you have this knowledge that I am a soul, others also souls, We have a definite part to play in this world drama. We are sons of the same Supreme Soul. This is subtle. One may not speak about this, but this is there. So brain, we have more of this knowledge we have, more advanced or more intellectual you are, you can be more creative. Right? The top scientists of the world, they have this knowledge. They have more of this knowledge. They are above caste, religion, professions. So they can create new things. Right? More we come with that bodily knowledge, we come down at our intellectual level. Intellectual level, intelligence, right? Emotional and spiritual intelligence. All the things they come down. The five senses and the immune system, it is the purity. Right? More of purity you have, the purity is reflected from the eyes. Purity is reflected from the eyes. What we speak, what we like to hear, right? Isn't it? And from our skin also. Right? And the immune system, the fighting system, the resistance power of the human body is also dependent on purity. More impure thoughts we have, more impurity we have, we'll have more, our fighting power or the resistance power goes down. Right? Then the respiratory system. Can you tell me? Respiratory system requires which power? Peace. Okay? So peace. More peaceful you are, you know, better respiration. Slow and rhythmic respiration. More peaceless you are, fast and shallow respiration. Right? Circulation, heart. Which power? Which quality? Love, right? Okay? Love flow to the heart. More love flow to the heart, healthy heart. Less love flow to the heart, diseased heart. And they are scientifically, now we can explain them scientifically. Now there are studies to prove this, right? Digestive system, happiness. Right? In India, we say, there is no better diet than happiness. Okay? Hormonal system and the creative system. Which quality? Bliss. So more blissful you are, better hormonal release, better hormonal harmony. And the cells being replaced, they are being replaced at a faster rate. And you feel young. You know, if your skin is being replaced faster, you remain young. That is the way in golden age, we always, till 150 years, we are young. You know, we are not old. But here, because the bliss goes down, as we grow old, the creative system becomes slow. Right? The cells being created, new cells being created, that becomes slow. Okay? There are hormones for this. You know, there is a growth hormone being released from the pituitary gland, and that is responsible for this creation, right? This, we call it mitosis, creating similar cells. Okay? So this is creative system. And the musculoskeletal system, which quality? Powers, right? Okay? See, eight powers. The eight powers, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to withdraw. You have different joints responsible for this. Different muscles responsible for this. Different bones responsible for this. And power to face, power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to cooperate, right? different joints are involved, different muscles are involved. So they are responsible for our joints and muscles and bones, right? Harmony in them. And the excretory system, the sweat gland, the oil glands on the skin, and the urine system, the excretory system, all these seven qualities combine and they excrete toxins from all the cells of the body. Actually, it is each cell of the body excretes toxins. Toxins are formed in each cell of the body, right? And it is excreted out, right? So it is the total. Is it fine? No. So soul has got these qualities and they are flowing through this. But what happens? We may develop energy blockages. You know, suppose for love, since childhood, I have got some memories which are, you know, which tell me that don't believe in love. People have selfish love, people have, you know, different types of loves, you know, the so-called which are conditional love, temporary love, changing love, dependent love, you know, which makes us dependent, not independent, conditional, right? So these type of memories which are there, when you have these memories, then you develop attitudes, then you develop emotions and thoughts. So my energy is getting blocked here in my memories, in my attitudes, in my emotions and thoughts. So what happens? Energy blockage here. So that love is hardly able to reach my heart. So there may be, depending on my past experiences, maybe from this birth, early childhood, or maybe from the past birth, that if it is from the past birth, then my heart may not develop at all properly. I may have disease since childhood, right? And if after birth I had those type of experiences, then the love flow was okay in the beginning, but as I grow, as I age, my love flow goes down, and then my heart starts getting the disease in the form of coronary heart disease or any other disease, right? Or similarly for the lungs, similarly for the senses, similarly for the stomach, right, or the intestines, similarly for the joints, back, right, the neck, the joint, these joints. Similarly for the hormonal system, thyroid, right, adrenals, and other organs, right, and similarly for the kidneys. So we can have in our, suppose we don't believe in, something has happened which has disturbed my peace, which has disturbed my purity, which has disturbed my happiness, bliss, blissful stage, right? So these, and that's how the karma philosophy, you know, helps in explaining certain things. Okay, now we have the energy blockages, and each person is born with a target organ. Suppose if I take myself, okay? Say maybe that I have broken somebody's heart in the last birth, right? So in this birth I'm going to develop heart disease. From very beginning my heart will not be very, very strong. So I'll be affected by various emotions, various circumstances, much more as compared to a normal person. Somebody may be born with, you know, say the quota of love, you know, the soul brings all the seven qualities, quota of all the seven qualities into the next birth. It enters around 5 months into the mother's uterus, and then by that time the things are not differentiated. It's only a fetus, which is, you don't have fingerprints, you don't have speciality, any speciality about that person. But once the soul enters, then according to these seven qualities, those organ cells, they start differentiating. right? And then that specialty comes in that organ accordingly. That's how when an infant is born, then his fingerprints are unique. His hairs are also unique. At 5 months, the hairs are not there, but the fingerprints are not there, right? But when he's born or she is born, the fingerprints are unique. Hairs are unique. Everything is, each cell is unique at that time. So you can really see that this all depends on all these seven qualities, right? Now, there are three people in Russia, Lakhovsky, Bovis and Simonton. These people are working on life force energy. And they say that each individual requires about 7,000 angstroms of energy, life force energy, to sustain various organ systems. Say heart requires 7,000 energy, you know, life force energy to function properly, right? Liver requires this much energy, right? It's a unit, basically. It's a unit to measure the wavelength, basically, right? Wavelength, right? So that's how they come out, on that energy level, right? So, and they have found out that each thought also changes the energy level. Each emotions also changes the energy level. Attitude also changes the energy level. Thought, the memories also change the energy levels, right? Food also changes the energy levels. Environment also changes the energy levels. So what they did was actually, and each bacteria, virus, they also have energy levels. Say suppose a bacteria has energy level 5,000 angstroms. So when a person goes to that level, 5,000, that bacteria which is already present in the oral cavity enters the tissue and attacks and causes sore throat. Or any infection for that matter. Right? The bacteria are all around us. Viruses are all around us. They enter when our energy level goes down. And they go out when our energy level goes up. But by that time, they have caused the damage. So it takes its own time to heal. That is how a Rajyogi recovers faster as compared to a non-Rajyogi person. So, what they did was actually, they had those people who had gone into the space in Russia. So they made them, those people, sit on the chair and gave them the same dress, which they were wearing when they went into the space. And they gave that commentary and all those things. And they kept on measuring the energy levels. And what they found was that as the energy levels went up, as they were, feeding those ideas, those thoughts, those memories, their energy level went up, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, 20,000. As they were around 20,000, they were not there. They were already into the space. They were saying that, you are already in the rocket, now you are coming out of the rocket. Right? Slowly they were making those persons feel the atmosphere. Right? That atmosphere which was there 15 years back, when they went into the space. So if we just apply this knowledge, that knowledge to our Rajyoga. So that means, if we achieve around 25,000 energy level, then we can have that sort of nearby, that so-called angelic stage. We can get detached from this physical body. Right? And if we can go a little deeper, then we can even go away from the angelic stage. We can just feel that I am a point of light. Maybe that we can take it any arbitrary figure. Maybe it may be 1 lakh. See? 100,000. We can take anything, right? We just presume that it is 1 lakh. Now, how to achieve that 25,000 or 1 lakh. Or suppose I have an energy blockage of 50% here. Love coming to my heart 50%. I have got heart disease. Arteries are blocked. Now, if I raise my level here, that energy blockage will remain because I have caused hurt to somebody in the past birth and I have been cursed. Right? So, I will keep on sustaining that energy blockage. Right? And because of 3500 year, the cholesterol which is meant to flow in the arteries, it is not meant to block the arteries. Cholesterol is not something bad. It is required for all the hormones. Almost all the hormones, the basic unit is cholesterol. Right? All the skin cells, they are made up of cholesterol. Right? It's not something bad. It is important constituent of body. So the blood only transports the cholesterol. So where the energy level is less, it starts sticking to the walls. Right? So if somehow I can increase the energy level, it will not stick. It will keep on flowing. So if I raise my energy level to 14,000, then in the heart level is 7,000, isn't it? And then the cholesterol will not block my arteries. It will keep on flowing. And if I can further increase my energy level, say 21,000, then what will happen? I'll have 10,500 in my heart. So whatever was deposited in the past, you know, now you have a fast flow of love. So that will be vanished. Actually, what happens is, cholesterol, we take only 25% of cholesterol in diet. 75% of cholesterol is made in the liver. And this is as per the mind. If you are happy, contented, full of love, peaceful, the good cholesterol is being formed. There are two types of cholesterol, good and bad, right? And if you are sad, in a hurry, tense, angry, hostile, more of bad cholesterol is being formed. So, and today, what is happening to the people? Everybody is in hurry. Everybody is tense, is hostile, is angry, is not satisfied. That is how you are having more and more bad cholesterol formation. And that bad cholesterol, before reaching the circulation, the blood from here goes to the heart and that gets deposited. And that is how the arteries get blocked. Right? So if you get, so this love here, more energy here, not only helps the heart but also helps the liver to make more of good cholesterol, less of bad cholesterol. So it's multi-pronged action on the heart disease. Right? So this is how the heart arteries, they start opening up. And not only heart arteries, but this certain side channels, we call them collaterals, they also start opening up, right? So for that matter, any disease, you know, suppose this is, I'm talking about heart. So if there's something in the liver, right? So you use more of happiness. Something with the stomach, you use more of happiness, right? Something with the back pain, right? So use more of power to? Which power you can use for the back? Power to withdraw, right? Power to pick up. These two powers, right? You know, that I will not go into details, but this is how for each joint, for each organ system of the body, you can use that energy level and focus on that, onto that organ system, and the function of that organ system becomes better. The same medicines which were not effective in the past, they become effective. Right? And because, now how to get that energy? See, I have got only 7,000 energy. And any other human being on this earth, they also have, somebody may have 10,000, somebody may have 12,000, but they have also, you know, worked on monks, the, you know, those fathers there in church in Russia, and they found their energy level is no more than 10,000. So they don't have so much of energy level, right? So from where to get the energy? So energy we can get only from whom? Only Supreme Soul, right? Only Supreme Soul is the powerhouse, right? There the energy is enormous. It is infinite. So from, that is why we have to remember him. So when we have more energy, when we connect to him, that is called as yad, remembrance, or yoga, raj yoga. When we connect to him, we start getting, here more energy comes in, and that is able to remove all the blockages. Right? And this starts flowing. And what happens is, as you know, when you pass a white ray through a prism, it breaks into 7 colors. Right? And when you again have a prism which is inverted and you don't remove any color from this, then it again becomes white color. Right? So what is happening here? All the 7 qualities are coming from the Supreme Soul. Supreme Soul is ocean of knowledge, ocean of purity, ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of, you know, KP square, low high blood pressure, ocean of, right? So you start getting, and when it comes to the soul, it breaks into 7 colors. Okay? Now these 7 colors are coming here, passing through the various organ systems, and our body is like an inverted prism. Right? When it comes out of the physical body, it starts collecting around physical body. Okay? And that is what is aura. Actually, this part is not visible outside the body. This gets submerged in the body. You know, this soul and the mind, you know, they go down. So what we see is only this. This gets submerged here. But this is what the aura is. This is how the aura is formed. So we connect with the Supreme Soul and our mind is clean. Our thoughts are absolutely clean. They are absolutely positive. Our attitudes are absolutely, you know, positive. Our emotions are absolutely positive. Our thoughts are absolutely positive. Then what happens? Then that energy keeps on flowing. Mind is like a sieve, you know. If the sieve is blocked, you will not, the person who is, you know, who is, say, sieving the tea through that sieve, if it is blocked, you won't sieve, you know. You will stop that and you will use some other sieve to, filter, right? But if the sieve is clean, then you keep on filtering. So this is how, when the sieve is clean, God keeps on giving these 7 qualities and you keep on having more and more aura around you. And this aura then starts levitating you. It is able to leave the physical, you know. What happens? This much 7,000 energy keeps you attached to this physical body. Soul and the aura is attached to the physical body. It is not able to leave it. But when you have more energy, more aura, more powerful aura, then it is able to come out of the physical body. And then it is able to levitate up. Right? But you need this much energy. Like if you want to fly, a plane, you can't fly it with kerosene oil, can you? You can't fly it, right? That's more of impurities there. You can't even fly with diesel. You can't fly with even usual petrol, right? You use very highly refined petrol. So that's how a very highly refined, highly purified brain is mind is required to become an angel. Because the problem is here. Our thoughts have got polluted, our emotions have got polluted, our attitudes have been polluted, our memories have been polluted. Over last 63 births, they have been polluted. So there we need to repair. Right? I think time is over. I'll just show you 2-3 slides. Madhavi. So this is how, if you can further raise your energy, then even you can leave the subtle body, or so-called your aura. And then you can go to the further regions. Right? And At that higher level of energy only, our thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories, they get clean. And not at the angelic level. If you want to purify, you can experience angelic stage, but if you want to purify your mind properly, then we have to go higher stages. You have to use each thought, each second, each breath, each, you know, point of knowledge, each quality, each power, and you have to, then only we can have success. And this is the year. Actually, in each breath we have to do it. Each second we have to do it. And because once we have a negative thought, our energy level goes down. You have positive thought, energy level goes up. So we have to consistently maintain this level. Then only we'll have success. Then only we'll be angelic. Then only Baba can show through us. We can reveal Baba through us. So what happens actually, we have Amritala meditation, our energy level goes up to 15,000, 20,000. We come in action, we do something wrong, we think something wrong, energy level again goes down, 10,000. We listen to the Murli, again 15,000. Then we again go for our breakfast, we start talking, energy level again 8,000. You know, right? Or we take something, you know, which is highly fried food, energy level of that food is only 3,000. You know, so from 8,000 it has come down to 5,000, right? And we develop sore throat, right? The bacteria enters, you know? Okay? So this is how we keep on developing. Energy levels keeps on changing. And we are not able to achieve a crust stage, you know? Right? Or stable stage. Isn't it? So we have to be very attentive in each second, each breath, each thought. Who am I? What is my function? You know, whom am I? You know, main kaun, mera kaun? Who am I and who is mine? Who is mine, right? So just by using this method of Raja Yoga, in this study what we did was, we used, two groups were there. One group was given Raja Yoga, diet and exercise. Other group was given diet and exercise, no Raja Yoga. They were told that stress leads to heart attack, but they were not told how to manage this stress. And they were managing, you know, by their own means, Hatha Yoga, by pranayam, by different exercises, by prayers, by transcendental meditation. We didn't stop that meditation. So we studied these patients for 2 years, and did their first angiography and the repeat angiography. You know, they had their blocks. You know, this patient had 80% block here, a block here, and this part, because he had suffered a heart attack, so this part of the heart was dead, and his pumping power was only 45%. And after he followed this program, you know, this 80% block became 30%. In other studies, Dean Ornish has done a study in which he has been able to show only about 3% regression in 5 years. 3-4% regression. That means a block of 80% will become 77% in 5 years. Because this disease is a progressive disease. It can only progress, it cannot regress. So, but in this study, it has seen that it has regressed markedly, and this area which was dead has become normal. Right? And the normal pumping power of the heart is 60%. And now it has become again 60%. So just by doing Raja Yoga, taking a proper diet, and doing proper exercise. Exercise is nothing but walking. No asanas, right? No other savasan or no other breathing exercises. Simple walking, morning and evening walk. Morning walk after sunrise, evening walk before sunset. So this is how it has happened. Next slide. You see this block here? 60% here becomes 30% in a year's time, next slide. Multiple blocks here, right? And after 1 year or 1.5 years, this block 95% and 80%, two blocks become only 40% here. Next slide. Multiple blocks here, right? And the block, many of them disappear within a period of 2 years. Next slide. Right here, many blocks, and after repeating, many blocks disappear. This type of thing has never happened actually. Now we have not yet published our results. We are going to publish our results very soon. But this type of thing has never happened. And we in two groups, you know, we had two groups. In one group, people who are doing Raja Yoga, diet and exercise. Yeah, we had actually, in one group, you know, in the interventional group, we had 140 patients. And the control group, we had 134 patients. So there were about only two people suffered heart attacks. And there about 23 patients developed heart attacks in over a period of 2 years. Right? So this is how, you know, that is the difference, you know. This type of thing has never happened, you know. Otherwise what had happened, that in one group 25 patients develop heart attack, other group 30 patients develop heart attack, control group. But the difference was not so much. Next slide. So here multiple blocks, and after the repeat angiography, there is a definite difference. Next slide. See this? Multiple blocks here. And after the repeat angiography, many blocks have opened up. This is the same patient. Same patient, repeat angiography shown, right? So this is how the things have been happening. So this just practical use of Raja Yoga energy. So what we say is, healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle means heal. Healthy means heal plus die. Heal yourself lifestyle, right? In Hindi we call it swast. Healthy means swast. Swa means soul, inner self. And stha means conscious. So healthy lifestyle means basically soul conscious lifestyle. Right? So one is a soul conscious lifestyle. And another one is a body conscious lifestyle. This person is taking the same diet, same exercise, but not practicing soul consciousness. This group persons, they are practicing the soul consciousness in each thought, in each action, taking food, cooking food, walking, you know, working in the home or office, they are practicing soul consciousness. But these people are taking the same diet, same exercise in body consciousness. So this is the difference between two groups. So this is the difference between the two groups. So healthy lifestyle means soul conscious lifestyle. So we just need to practice this soul conscious lifestyle and automatically we become healthy. And in golden age, we are automatically soul conscious. So that's how we are automatically healthy. Om Shanti. Acha, just it, Naresh. So, I just define Raja Yoga in another way. Raja Yoga is a science and art of. Raja Yoga is science and art of. You know, basically you have got a spiritual energy, in mind you have got mental energy, and physical body you have got physical energy. Right? So basically, Raja Yoga is science and art of harmonizing three energies. Spiritual energy, mental energy, and physical energy for enjoying ever healthy, ever wealthy, and ever happy life. So in this program, we give Raja Yoga, the soul, we get spiritual energy from the Supreme Soul, mental energy from the Murli. Our thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and memories are cleaned by Murli. Isn't it? Because there you have 100% positive thoughts, positive emotions, positive attitudes and positive memories. And for this physical body you need proper diet, proper exercise, proper sleep and proper medicines. Right? All the four. Yeah, please.
I have a question. You were talking about love from the desert birth.
Love from?
Tempering the flow.
Right.
How do you?
I'll tell you how.
Please repeat the question because translators can't.
Can you repeat the question so that
anyone has questions can come forward. He'll answer.
Yeah, I had a question, Doctor. You were talking about the love flow blocking the energy level down to a very low level. And, of course, some of it must be karmic, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But how does that work with Raja Yoga? Does it increase the level by following, you know, soul consciousness on that level?
That's right.
So, is that correct?
Yeah, I'll just answer that question.
Okay.
See, once you have the, from the past birth, suppose, I have done such actions which have been continuously decreasing my love level in the soul, right? So when I come to the next birth, my love level is very low, right? And this love nourishes my primitive heart, you know, in the, when the fetus is, when the, you know, the infant is, the child is being formed in the mother's uterus. So that the heart which is being formed, which is, it is not a perfect heart from very beginning, right? So this heart is affected, this heart is like, you know, when a bridge is being formed, if you don't put in enough amount of cement, you do not put proper steel, this bridge which is going to last 100 years will last only 30 years. You know, it will start developing cracks at 30 years. Or it may, if the level of cement is so low, is very low, then it may even crack up, you know, as the first vehicle crosses it. So it depends on the amount of love, amount of cement or steel, right, there in the bridge. But here is the amount of love. Now, some people are born with heart disease in the beginning itself. You know, when they are born, they have holes in the heart, in the form atrial septal defect, ventricle septal defect, or, you know, other forms of complex abnormalities. And then sometimes what happens, that heart lasts for 10-15 years, the muscles are formed all right, but the fibrous tissue is not formed all right. The valves are not formed all right. So they get affected by the infections and they develop valvular disease. Right? And some people, you know, the everything is formed all right, but only thing is the endothelium, in the inner covering of the heart, the vessels is not formed all right. Then that gets affected by the cholesterol. So the cholesterol deposition starts at 10 years of age. Even lesser than that. And then it builds up, keeps on building up 40 years, 50 years. And when they are enough blocked, you develop a heart attack. Now, if you reach that situation, congenital heart disease you cannot cure by Raja Yoga. You know, you have to get operated. Because you had done such a bad action, so you know, you don't have, hardly any love is left. Right? You have to get it cured. You get operated. Similarly, rheumatic heart disease. There is no cure from Raja Yoga, right? You have to get operated, right? But this type of, slow action, very little. So this keeps on building. Now once that cholesterol, it is just deposition of cholesterol. Stress related. Stress leads to more of bad cholesterol. Stress leads to less energy in the heart. It is just deposited. So if you can increase the energy, you will have more of good cholesterol and more flow, you know, more energy. So it will be washed off, right? So the only method is connecting with this energy house, the ocean of love. So if you can connect through soul conscious lifestyle with the ocean of love, and then you can have that energy flowing, it will be washed off. And along with this, you have to take proper diet also. Suppose you keep on washing and then you keep on taking more. So it will keep on depositing, right? So you have to take proper diet. And then you also have to do proper exercise also, so that you are able to hasten up, you know, the process. But again in soul consciousness. So that is how we are able to do this. Thank you. Any other question?
Good evening, Om Shanti. When I have very, very deep meditation, my heart is heavy.
Yeah. Okay, see, when you are having deep meditation, what happens? Some people, I know, they are emotional, they become emotional, you know. then you feel choked inside. Then you have more of emotions. Actually, that those more emotions, they also, you know, what happens? They also choke up the, you know, flow of energy. Then you start feeling heart is heavy. So I think you need to basically clean your emotions. And you know there are people who are little bit more emotional. There are people, you know, there are different personalities. There are about 10-11 types of personalities. So there's nothing wrong actually. So actually for such type of personalities, they have to write down, if they start writing diaries, you know, daily, before night, you know, before they go to bed, this problem will disappear. You know, you write it down, whatever has happened during the day, and submit it to Baba, and this problem will disappear. Then you will not develop, you know, heaviness in the heart.
Shanti, I'd like to know how many people in each group, and if there was a reduction of the blockage of the coronary arteries in the other group, and if it was statistically significant.
Yeah,
it's good for us to have this data, I think.
See, basically, we have completed our study. Just September 2002, we have completed our study. The angiographies are being analyzed by a panel of angiographers. You know, we have coded our angiographies, and thereby analyzed by a panel of angiographers, you know, independently. So they are being analyzed. But I can tell you, the preliminary report is that the people who had adhered to soul conscious lifestyle group, you know, it depends on program adherence. People who had more program adherence, they were able to open the arteries much more. And people who adhered less opening. See, we have a formula, you know. If you are adhering to the program 50%, you will not have any improvement, right? So 50% adherence, 50% non-adherence. So that 50 minus 50 is 0, right? You stay there itself. You won't have any improvement. Okay, the 80% block will remain 80%. Okay, if you have 40% following the program, then what is happening is, because 40% is a passing mark, you know. You pass out, you know, you can pass at 33%. So even if you have 33% you're following, you will not develop angina or heart attack, but your arteries will further increase, you know, 80% will become 90%, right? You will have increase. But you are following the program 60%, then you have a 20% opening, 60 minus 40, 60% following, 40% not following, 20%. This is correlated with the angiographies very, 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 you know, in a very, very nice way. 80% following means 60% opening. Right? Actually, we have a program in which they have to check each hour how much the soul conscious they were in that hour. You know, that way they have to. And the marks are given. You know, they have self-assessment charts. So they have to assess each and every hour. They are attending the Murlis daily. They are doing Amritalam daily. So it depends on, you know, how much they do it. How much soul conscious they are. Because they are heart patients. So they do it much more faithfully. You know, they are always afraid of heart attack. You know, so they do it sincerely. So, and other group, the body conscious lifestyle group. Yeah, they become. Yeah, naturally. Yeah. So they, the body conscious lifestyle group, what happens? They're taking the same diet, but we have seen that their blockages have been increasing. 60% has already become 90% by now. Right? All of them. And number of heart attacks is much more, you know. As I told you, number of heart attacks, admission rates to the hospital, bypass surgery rates, you know. More patients have undergone bypass surgery or angioplasty in the body conscious group. And you know, the people in this group, soul conscious, they are now regular Brahmins, you know, they attend daily Murlis, regular Amrit Vela. They're better students, you know. And many of them started Gita Pathshalas, you know, there.
How many minutes do you need to walk to good health?
How many minutes walk in a day to get your health better? Okay.
See, basically it is mentioned that 25 minutes of brisk walk. 25 minutes of brisk walk in the morning after sunrise is, you know, it makes your whole body tone up, right? Whole body, right? So what we do is, because they are heart patients, we have a warming up period and cooling down period. you know, we don't make them, you know, suddenly start, they start walking fast. So that is, they have a warming up period of 5 to 7 minutes. Then they maintain that walk for about 25 minutes and then they come down to another 5-10 minutes they come down. So we tell them 45 minutes, no? And not from the very first day. Because some of the patients, they are not able to walk even 50 meters. They develop angina after 50 meters, 10 meters, 20 meters, 100 meters, you know, depending on their disease status. So, but they come here, they stay with us for 7 days. They are taught everything about heart, about everything about their, how the heart disease occurs, what are the factors, psychological risk factors, what are the physical risk factors, and what is Raja Yoga, scientific way, you know, we tell them in a scientific way, and then how Raja Yoga can help you, what are the factors in those, that very person, because they come with their spouse, you know, because spouse may be responsible for the heart disease, you know. Right? So we call the spouse together, you know, along with the patient. And we find out from the patient, from the spouse also, you know, what is the real cause of heart disease in your spouse, right? We have more men. It's about, yeah, possibly. It may not be, you know, sometimes it is other way around also. So then these people understand everything, you know. It's basically intense information, education and counseling program. And then we have a very good follow-up for these patients.
A quick question about food. Is just vegetarian food is free from cholesterol? We have to take care about some food that we take when we are vegetarians.
Yeah, see, basically the food which we give them is contains about 15% of fat. It contains about 15%, and it's more of a natural food, you know. See, our formula, our slogan for reversing heart disease is be natural. Be natural means be soul conscious, you know, remain soul conscious. Eat natural, you know, eat natural. Eat natural means don't overcook the food, you know, don't take fried foods. Actually, it is the fried food which is most dangerous. Parathas, you know, puris, pakoras, samosas, you know. They are the most dangerous things, you know. What happens? When we fry them, what happens? The LDL, the bad cholesterol, becomes oxidized LDL. And this oxidized LDL enters the wall very fast. It injures the wall, the lining of the vessel, and it enters. So, never take fried food. Okay. Take natural food, you know. You'll have little heart disease, right? If you take little, right? Huh? You can take fresh, you know, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, you know, you take sprouts, you know, like that. Huh? Toli? Yeah, you can have toli, little bit, right? But you know, see, you can have toli provided you remain happy throughout the day, right? See, it is the lack of love or lack of happiness or relative lack of happiness that leads to, you know, which that makes the cholesterol to stick to the wall. So take the toli, keep on smiling inside. When it goes in, smile again, right? And keep on smiling 15 minutes, right? And then it will not have any side effect, right? Yeah. That's what it is. That, see, I tell my patients that you need to smile 15 minutes before each meal, right? Then you will not have any side effects of food.
I was a heart patient when I was 29. When I was 29, I was diagnosed as unstable angina with minor hypertension. They had treated me for 2 years with verapamil and sorbitrate. After that, they have abandoned the drugs. For the last 4 years, I am. After that, they have measured my heart. The heart was enlarged for 7 millimeters. After that, after I practicing Raja Yoga for 4 years, now my heart sizes come to normal. They say normal.
Yeah.
What is the cause for that? That is the first question. What is the cause for that?
How it has become normal?
Yes, that is the first question.
Second, yeah, I can tell you that.
Second question, that
let me answer the first one. See, once you have, he started practicing Raja Yoga, so what happened? The amount of love, he was having little lack of love, before that. relative lack of love. So love started flowing to his heart, and blissful stage, Once you achieve, when you are having very good, very powerful meditation, you achieve a blissful stage. Then what happens? See, bliss leads to creation. Bliss leads to creation. More division of cells. So why the heart becomes enlarged? Some of the cells die. So when some of the cells have died, so what happens? The other cells, they try to, compensate for that, and because there is a pressure also there in the heart, so that pressure makes the heart enlarged, it becomes like balloon, it becomes a little bigger. Now once he started practicing meditation, so his reactions to the, various things that came down, and because of blissful stage, the cells, they started multiplying, the muscle cells, and heart started becoming a little more stronger. So it had more recoil, better recoil. Then it started shaping up, So enlarged heart again became this much big, became again slow, right? So because of blissful stage, this became like this. And the other functions which were there, they became normal because of love.
Second question.
And then you had a control on your diet also,
Yes.
Because once you become soul conscious, you are not eating for the taste. You are eating as per the doctor's prescription, isn't it?
Yes.
When
now I am mostly eating, now I am not controlling any diets. So
then there is a tendency to become again, develop the disease again. See, I always say one thing, Raja Yoga is one, soul consciousness is one, one. Diet is zero. You have a diet zero, exercise zero, right? Diet alone, exercise alone is zero, right? No benefit, right? We put soul consciousness, one of soul consciousness, it becomes 100. Isn't it? 100% healthy. But if you practice only Raja Yoga, soul consciousness, and take whatever you want, and do not do an exercise, that zero of diet is gone, exercise zero is gone, right? So you have only one. One means you have only 1% healthy. Just by practicing Raja Yoga alone, without control on the tongue. See, actually this tongue makes you healthy or diseased. This tongue. It has two functions. One is to taste, eat, and second is to speak, right? So if you eat as per the taste and not as per the health,